Blog Talk Radio.
This is Those Guys with your host, who is sick and who's been sick for about a good week and a half now and who could possibly die during this show. So definitely listen in. Matt Marrero, along
and
with...
And this is Anthony Sinandris online with Life Support.
Yeah, awesome. Great. I'm happy that they can also listen into this podcast thinking, what are we listening to? But so, yeah, this is This Week in Comics, if you don't know. And, yeah, we usually do comics, I mean, every week. If we have enough time, we'll even do some rumors. And just, you know, because there's a lot of rumors going around. And, yeah, I mean, but today we'll be doing Batman Eternal number 9, Ultimate Spider-Man Miles Morales, or Miles Morales Ultimate Spider-Man. I don't know. The point is that that's who he is. That's the guy. Like, that's the one, right? Numbers 1 and 2, and also Superman Doomed. I got it right this podcast episode. I've been saying Doom and Doomsday, because not only is Superman, you know, a Doom, Super Doom, he is also Doomsday, so it's okay. So, yeah, parts... Well, I don't even know how to call it, because there's chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then today, or rather yesterday, Action Comics 32 came out, and now it's a new chapter. A new banner.
But it's still chapter 1.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about our complaints about that alone later. But, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's jump to Batman Eternal number 9. What did you think, Anthony?
It really started out with promise for about 4 pages when we were still in Gotham with Falcone and the new commissioner and Catwoman, and then we went to Japan with Batman for the rest of the issue.
I don't know about you, but I love Batman, Japan. Those are two things that I love separately. Putting them together must create some amazing stories. I mean, Wolverine, Japan, two things that I love separately. Putting them together must have made the best stories in Wolverine's career. No? Okay. So, just... No, but by the way, I would like to add, if anyone wants to talk to us about these comics while we're going through them, please call us. The number is 718-664-9468. The number again being 718-664-9468. Anyway, so yes, promising. And then he wasn't in Japan.
Where was he?
By the way. He was... I'm sorry, I wanted to... We made the joke that he was in Japan, but I want to clarify, he was in Hong Kong.
Oh, right, my bad.
And that's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
I mind you, I haven't read Incorporated. I actually haven't read... You know, so I will admit that I haven't really, you know, seen the reasons as to why Jiro, the Batman of Japan, is currently in Hong Kong. But the point being is that... And I hate to say this, but in real life, there are a lot of racial tensions between the Chinese and the Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, good for Jiro to break past that, you know? But if anyone heard that Jiro was in China, yeah, they would be... Think of it like this. Jiro would be the Spider-Man of New York. You know?
Well,
just the menace. He's a menace. And they would probably be, you know, they wouldn't enjoy it. So, again, he's the Batman, so obviously he's not really... meant to be liked, nor is he really, you know, he's in the shadows, I assume. But still, it's one of those weird things where it's just, you know, well, Hong Kong, Japan, they're both Asian. Let's just throw them in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And mind you, I like Jiro. But I agree, yes, it was promising until that happened. What do you think they went wrong with? Where did they go wrong?
See, here's my issue. I have absolutely no problem with them showing us what Batman was doing in Hong Kong with Jiro.
Right.
The only reason I have an issue with it being in this book is that Batman Eternal, and I've said this before and I'll keep saying it, was promised to be a story about Gotham as a whole and all of its people. And that's great if you actually stick to that. This is one of the cases where we spoke about last week where tie-ins would be great, because this could have easily been a tie-in in Batman Incorporated if it was still going on, at least. But this took away so much from the Batman Eternal story for me. I mean, we got a few things kind of going on here with Catwoman, but that's maybe 5 pages total out of the whole book.
Yes, and it's interesting because it does tie in with Falcone, but at the same time, it's just one of those things where it felt as if they want to make, you know, a checklist for every single Batman cameo they can do, which personally, I'm cool with that. But when it gets to the point where it's like Batman has to travel to Hong Kong to get a few tidbits of information and then make his way back, it's just, especially during, you know, I talked about this the last episode in our 2-hour extravaganza for Eternal, with Eternal, where it's like, okay, so everything's going on, this whole, you know, thing is crazy, chaos and everything, and Batman flies to Hong Kong. and now he's dealing with so much in Hong Kong that, I mean, this took at least one night. So he's taking a while in Hong Kong right now, fighting samurai something or others. Honestly, I want to read more about Jiro and his battle, but I don't really want to see it. Like you said, I don't want to see it in this book.
Exactly.
Because it's just, there's way too much going on right now in general, which we've, you know, mentioned before. There's way too much going on in general to now possibly introduce, yes, because, it's funny, because I don't want every single comic book to be made with, you know, them thinking, oh, maybe a common fan wouldn't, you know, a guy or girl just coming into this, just starting to read it, may not know about this character. So let's have everyone explain everything about everything. Because then that's way too much, right, for everything, right? If every comic did that, way too much info, right?
Exactly.
Which, you know, that we already know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing something like Batman Eternal, and now you're trying to say, oh, yeah, we're going to try and make a checklist for, you know, everyone we can, yeah, I think it is smart to, you know, either make the list smaller or at the very least explain who he will be meeting in that, in a little blurb. Like, I know Marvel and even DC do, you know, they do those little blurbs in the beginning where it's like, you know, where it's like, let's say Spider-Man would say, you know, let's say, oh, an Avenging Spider-Man, perfect. Spider-Man will be teaming up with, Power Girl. Power Girl? No.
I'm wrong.
No, I'm very wrong. Someone who looks just like Power Girl, mind you. She looks just like her, I swear. It was in Avenging Spider-Man, I swear.
I haven't read it, so I'm trying to think of who you're thinking
of. I'll say this much. Let me talk about what the hell I'm talking. Let me know what I'm talking about. Red Hulk, right? They'll explain to you who Red Hulk is in that little blurb, even with Spider-Man, right, on the Spider-Man, just in case for some reason you've been living under a rock, you don't know who Spider-Man is, right? So it's Spider-Man, you know, bit by a red octopus spider. Okay, cool. Red Hulk, General Ross, you know, like the dad of the woman who, you know, the Hulk likes. I just keep on reading, right? But still, the little blurb, and you're like, all right, this is cool. Here it's just, you know, Batman's like, hello, Jiro. Yeah, I'm Jiro, Batman of Japan. Okay. You know, they really need to understand that if you want more people reading your books, you can't confuse them.
Exactly. Like, I hadn't read Batman Incorporated, so, and I knew nothing of, like, I knew a few of the different Batmen all around the world. I've never heard of Jiro, or even more than half of them. Yeah,
I've actually
so then
heard
I'm reading.
Of
oh, okay.
I've seen his costume. No, here's the thing. I've seen his costume, and I thought, wow, I might want to read Batman Incorporated. Everyone else told me I shouldn't. Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading it, and pretty much what you said, I'm Jiro, the Batman of Japan. I'm like, I'm going to take your word for that, because I've never seen you before, so okay.
Yeah, exactly. I just want more of an explanation, because, you know, I know a lot of people. I mean, hell, my girlfriend who is into comics, but obviously, you know, isn't that into everything. I mean, she just really started reading just this year. So I'll give her comics, and I'll try to explain to her as much as I can beforehand. But, I mean, just little tiny blurbs. Just assume that maybe everyone who's reading, because all you have to, because again, like Batman Eternal, right? If you're trying to hook line and, you know, sink someone in with Batman Eternal, all you have to say is, hey, it is in continuity, but at the same time, it's its own story, right? Any of the villains introduced, like Professor Pig, you don't really have to know who they are. You know, they're nothing crazy. Even Carmine Falcone, you can just assume that they have a history and then move on. But, you know, and of course you know who Catwoman is, whatever. But still, when you're getting to the point where you're introducing people like Batwing and Jiro, really have to assume that the common person jumping off, you know, coming from, let's say, movies and you know, and TV shows, it doesn't really know who Batwing and Giro are.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just, and I think that's just DC's, you know, not even DC's, I think, you know, it's comic book's problem, but heck, I've seen Marvel fight it here and there. So DC needs to really remember that so that you can get more people, you know, buying or at the very least reading.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it was very obscure, this issue. Also the fact that it kind of just, it felt as if it continued Giro's story more than it did Batman's.
Which is another problem for Eternal.
Yeah, exactly. Where, you know, where it's just, it was very interesting. It felt as if Batman was there to help Giro.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than the reverse, which, again, I like Giro. If they made a single series for Giro right now, I would probably read it. I'm not going to lie. I would want to read it. But, like we said, in Eternal, it's weird. You know?
Very
also,
much
I was
so.
a really big fan of Chinese Kingpin.
Yeah.
Were you?
I love the guy. And he pretty much just like, wait, I will never talk. Punches him in the throat. Okay, I'll talk.
Yeah, exactly. Just, I have decided that maybe I should speak. There is a chance that maybe, yes, I agree, I should, yes.
With the amount of vocal tones that you've left me.
Yes, exactly. Also, something about Giro's eyes. I don't know, his eyes and his scarf, right? Something about them, I think it looks like it's scarf, it's really just his cowl. I think they may have been trying to go for Kamen Rider references.
No, you're right.
Right?
It is a scarf.
But oh, okay. Yeah, then they were definitely trying to go for Kamen Rider references.
I got the same vibe when I saw it.
Yeah, but the issue is the color that they went for makes him look like Batgirl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's bad because I can bet you money they were going for Kamen Rider because, you know, Kamen Rider, Mask Rider, Japanese tokusatsu series, tokusatsu meaning is Japanese for basically special effects. You know, you think of Japanese tokusatsu, you think Kamen Rider, which became Mask Rider here, or Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. You know, you think Super Sentai, which became Power Rangers here. You know, you think shows like this, right? And again, he looks like that, which makes me think, damn, I want to read anything with him in it. But then I also look at his color scheme and I think, if you told me that was Barbara Gordon under the suit, I wouldn't have, you know, a younger Barbara Gordon, you know, because the way they draw breasts in comic books make them look like everyone's, you know, a triple Z. But, you know, still, I would say that would be Barbara Gordon. I wouldn't really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, we jump back in the last few pages and we get Batgirl.
Yeah.
Not Batgirl, I'm sorry, we get Catwoman,
no.
Sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was...
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I meant the last few pages we get Catwoman, and she's stealing money, and then until she's, you know, being, outsmarted by Falcone.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, which, by the way, he had a great line.
Which line were you thinking of?
I'll tell you right now, his line is perfect, where he just, you know, she gets zapped, and, you know, he's sitting there, and he's like, I've had to live with these hideous scars for the last 5 years. These scars are going to be far worse, but at least you won't have to live with them. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, damn, I was like, all right, you're good there. But it's also a bit upsetting, too, because, and I've mentioned this before, I want this to not be canon, if only because I could actually feel as if Catwoman would be dead.
But the other problem with what you just said is I picked up Batman 28, which is essentially a look far into Batman Eternal.
Ah, yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
And
thank
we
you.
Already see Selina alive, and she's, I don't want to say in case those haven't read, but she plays a pretty integral part in the plot. I'm like, so this tension is worthless now.
Also, definitely get Batman 28, by the way, everyone, because it's a prelude, but it just drops you smack in the middle of what Eternal could be one day if it doesn't get canceled.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds crazy to say, because there's always going to be someone who will buy this, you know, diehards, and heck, even you, who you're still on this, but, I mean, let's be real here. If this doesn't pick up in, like, you know, another month or two, you might drop it, right?
Well, I'm definitely dropping it if it doesn't pick up in a month.
Oh, and so in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So in 4 weeks, if this doesn't pick up, you will officially drop it, and we can't do it on the podcast anymore.
Oh, it's up to you. If you still want to do it, I'll probably stick around for a bit more. But
all right, no, I find that very, no, that's good. That's like, that's like, because the thing is they just can't expect people to, I mean, I know, well, it was this week, I think, for you that was a slower week, but still,
yeah.
Even though certain weeks are slow for some, still, though, $4 each week, because, yeah, it is $4, right?
Three, actually.
Three, well, oh, so $1 off, thankfully, but still, yeah, so, you know, $3 each week, let's say, you know, maybe you have a, maybe you do have a tough week, and it's $50 that week, you know, and imagine that, you know, imagine, you know, some weeks it might be 10, but still 12, you know, 15, 20, but still each and every week Eternal is there.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there thinking, is this something that I'm enjoying, or is this like herpes? You know?
And I
will it ever go away?
See, I feel like the problem is, every time it starts to dimmer, simmer down for me, something just happens, and it gets so good, and I'm hooked for two issues. Then it goes back and forth, and it just constantly shifts from being good to okay.
Yes. It's kind of funny. We'll get to Superman Doomed later, but I feel the same way with that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and it's funny because the twist, and it's bad because the you know, like you said, the Catwoman twist would have been something that would keep you in for two issues had you not seen them drop us into the middle of Eternal and then see, which, by the way, the middle of Eternal looks as if it's some kind of futuristic society. I would like to say that. Now that you've read it, I want to bring it up to everyone, and definitely, you know, read it if you haven't yet. Maybe you skipped it for some reason. Definitely,
yeah.
You know, pick it up. And I'm not going to discuss it too much, but still, the way they drop us into Eternal, it kind of makes me upset that this is canon.
Yeah.
Because this doesn't need to, you know, we could, because if this wasn't canon, and I know I go on, you know, about this every single week, but it's true. If this was not canon, I could sit here and think, she might die. You know, she could. Heck,
yeah.
She could be brutally tortured in a way that, you know, not like the normal brutally torture that everyone, every superhero and supervillain gets, the ones that completely leave them without any psychological scars. No. Really bad, brutal torture.
Like we're talking Governor and Michonne comic book style.
Oh, well, I was even thinking of, you know, just, I can't walk again.
Oh, okay.
You know, that like that, good. You know what I mean? Like she's Catwoman in a wheelchair. You know, like, that's what I was, just still doing the same exact everything.
See,
still stealing, but she's in a wheelchair.
I'm so happy about that statement, and you don't know why,
because
there's a series you haven't read yet with that happens in it.
Here we are, everyone. and right before we move on to Ultimate Spider-Man, I would like to say the last page with Alfred. Yeah. So Alfred has a daughter, everybody. She was their pre-New 52. This is her first New 52 appearance. And you think, really? This? This series that isn't even Batman? Like, we're just going everywhere now?
Pretty much.
You know? Like, I'm waiting for Batman to just fly by and be like, hey, you know, like, as he's flying, hey, look, that's Ra's Island. Let me go down and say hi. Just to have some tea with Ra's.
What's that portal over there? To the fourth dimension? Maybe I should hang out with Batmite for a bit.
Exactly. I would not be surprised if Batmite makes a fucking appearance. But as he sees the city, he just goes down to, you know, Ra's Island and has some tea with him. He's just like, just sipping some tea, just, so, how's my dead son? The same as my dead daughter. Just stare at each other for about a good 70 pages. You're like, oh, good, we filled up three Eternal volumes, you know, three Eternal issues. That's great.
Every issue, the only change in the art is the condensation on the cups.
Basically, it's the only thing that's changed. But, and like, finally they break the tension, you know, a goon comes up. Excuse me, sir. Shh, I'm staring. That was the only thing Ra's said in about a good 3 months. They've been sitting there for 3 months. In our
pretty
time.
Much.
In their
yeah.
time, it was 4 years. In their time, it was... but we wouldn't even know, because every single time they flash back to them, it's... But a year previously, a year later, 5 months earlier, every single time we see a flashback to them just sitting there, just staring at each other, it says... And then 3 days previous.
22 seconds earlier.
4 hours before the last time that we said 20 seconds earlier. I'm so confused. But anyway, so Alfred has a covert ops daughter, which makes me sit here and think, Alfred needs to be doing more with his life right now. I want him in a costume immediately.
Oh, didn't we make a joke about this?
No, I thought we made a joke about it, but I have to ask, wasn't there a series that, or at least something that made a slight reference to Alfred being more than just a stage actor?
I'm pretty sure there was, but I don't remember which one it was.
No, it's understandable, because, you know, that wasn't our time to research. It just came up. It was spontaneous. We can be spontaneous, everyone. But, so that would make sense when he has a daughter that's able to do stuff like this. But, yeah, it just really feels weird because, I mean, there's no shame in being a butler, right? Especially Batman's butler. There's no shame, you know?
Yeah.
You get to sit around all day and draw, and actually, you know, take a pen and paper and draw baths for your master going, huh, huh, huh. and then from a hard day's work, when your employer says, you know, Alfred, it's like, oh, long day. Can you draw me a bath? Why, of course, sir. Shows him the picture of the bath that you just drew. And then having him sit there and go, if my parents weren't killed, you know, like, if I had someone else in this world, you would have been gone, Alfred. You know? So, I mean, there's no shame in being a butler, but when you have a daughter who's a secret agent.
And you're working for Batman, who's involved in Batman Incorporated.
Yeah. I think there's some more that you can do, even in your old age.
You can be the Batman of England.
You could. But that would actually be... Don't give DC any ideas. With Secret Agent Dick,
I don't think
they're going to call it that.
I highly doubt they would.
I want them to. It's like, it's not even just Dick Grayson. It's just Secret Agent. Like, you know, just colon Dick. Like, just, who are you? I'm Secret Agent Dick. Secret Agent Dick. You're like,
is that an acronym or is that your name?
is that an acronym? It's just like, yes. But, no, it's just like, oh, God, just like, Dick is a, yeah, it'd be like, he's like, yeah, it's an acronym. Dick is a cool knight. It is. It's an acronym for Dick. Oh, that would work. God, I'm really upset is that someone from DC is sitting here right now going, this is genius! Oh, give this to Snod. Give this to Scott immediately. Quickly, go! Find Snyder! Find him! Right? So let's just jump to Miles Morales, the Ultimate Spider-Man. So this is a new series that came out recently. Right?
Well, quote,
over
unquote,
the last... Well, I mean, it is new, because, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, Miles Morales has been the Ultimate Spider-Man for a while, but it hasn't been called this specifically, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. So it is, quote-unquote, new in terms of, like, with the arc and clearly with the direction. They're going for new, right? Some would say they're retreading, but honestly, I consider it new because, I mean... You know, everyone's trying to sit here and say, oh, it's this, oh, it's this, oh, it's this, but we're already getting some misdirection, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, so, okay, basically, Miles Morales, who, by the way, I thought was gay.
I read
something wrong on the internet, surely. I thought he was homosexual. There's nothing wrong with it. I thought he was homosexual. I'm sorry. I read something wrong on the internet. I thought he was actually gay, which is nothing wrong with, which is why I thought they were doing that, because Peter wasn't gay. So I thought maybe that's what they were trying to do in their new, you know, Ultimate Universe, make things a bit more contemporary. Since, hey, guess what, gay people do exist, and there aren't enough of them portrayed in the media, I feel. So, but he is African-American and Mexican, right? He is also Mexican? Okay.
I believe so.
And, yes. And Miles Morales is, you know, if you don't know, in the Ultimate Universe... Basically, the Ultimate Universe was made as a way to kind of, if anything happens, right, it stays that way. If someone dies, they die. You know, if certain events happen, they happen. There's no going back. There's no real crazy reboots. Like, maybe they'll have a little reboot, but it'll be a tiny one. It won't be anything crazy that, like, resets the entire universe.
Exactly.
Sort of. That's what they've been trying to do anyway. And so they started off with a Spider-Man with Peter Parker in his teenage years becoming Spider-Man, growing as Spider-Man, and it was meant to be, you know, more of like a, you know, like time went on naturally kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So like, you know, so when it came out in 2001, it was meant to be, all right, it's in 2001. You know, this is what's happening. And apparently around the same time Peter got bit was a very little boy named Miles Morales. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and Peter discovers this, you know, a while into him being Spider-Man in the Ultimate Universe. And he's trying to mentor him, but not really. And then Peter himself gets, you know, shot and actually killed. So in their universe, Peter Parker is dead, you know, and Miles Morales is currently the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he has talked to and he knows, you know, Peter's Aunt May, Mary Jane, Gwen Stacy, who's still alive, by the way. Hooray. You know, it's a really good moment to know that Gwen Stacy is still alive.
Exactly, even though she's a clone, but whatever.
Well, yeah, quote-unquote, she's still alive, quote-unquote. What's funny is in Spider-Man, Peter didn't know that. So
yeah.
In Spider-Man, Peter's like, you're still alive. It's like, no, she's not. Peter, she died. She's dead.
Carnage killed her.
Yeah, right, which is a bit different than what happened in our universe, so I guess that's something different, right?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so basically, So we have this series startup, right? And we show Norman Osborn, right?
Mm-hmm.
The man who killed Peter Parker, right? Who's being traded over to S.H.I.E.L.D. However, there is an accident, and he kind of breaks free, which is... It's very S.H.I.E.L.D.-like, actually.
It really is.
Yeah, so he was perfect. He was doing very well with the scientist.
But then the World Peacekeeping Force... Yeah, the World Peacekeeping Force, known as S.H.I.E.L.D., gets a hold of him, and once again, peace is broken.
Yes, this is great. It's just, S.H.I.E.L.D., what are you doing right? You're doing nothing right, S.H.I.E.L.D. So anyway, he breaks out, and we have Miles and his girlfriend, Katie.
Katie Bishop.
Who is someone I should know. Someone we all should know.
Of course.
She is Shadow? No. Black Cat?
Hawkeye.
No. What?
Hawkeye.
Right, thank you. For
at
some,
least
you know what it is? Is there,
main
you know,
universe,
no,
anyway.
No, because it's kind of interesting. Her hair, because of how I've seen her in actual Hawkeye, her hair made me look at her and go, you're Kitty Pryde, but no, you're not Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're not Kitty Pryde, because your name isn't Kitty Pryde, but you're Kitty Pryde.
Plus, Kitty Pryde dated Peter Parker in the Ultimate Universe.
That's very interesting. But hey, they were close enough to age in that universe, so
isn't
that weird? Also, we have twin Spider-Men going around.
So that's happening.
Yeah, the twin Spider-Men villains, like, who just got introduced in this series are going around, which makes me feel very interested because I'm wondering if those are clones.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, and as we're explaining this, the reason why we're bringing up clones is because we actually have, appearing in Miles Morales' apartment, Peter Parker!
Dun, 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 dun.
Who isn't dead, but who doesn't want to talk about why he isn't dead. He's just, you know, just, why aren't you dead? Listen, just don't ask. But I should tell Aunt May. No, you shouldn't. Well, but, I mean, you're not dead. I'm very aware of that. Here I am. You know, you're a clone, aren't you? No, I am not. But you're not dead. Well, listen, I'm not dead. You know, it was very interesting, too, because some of the events where he was like, oh, you know, we had a nice memorial at your house, and Peter said, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
That is what really got to me, making me think, did he, you know, has he been faking his death? But then at the same time, though, we've had so many books in the Ultimate Universe relating to S.H.I.E.L.D. and Avengers that it would have been silly not to even have a little tiny reference to that.
Well, the thing is, though, that is one of the more popular theories, him faking his death, because his secret identity was completely compromised.
Right.
And for all intents and purposes, he could have been doing that to keep Aunt May safe.
Yes, but then why would he come back?
That's what I'm saying, though. That's the one problem in that entire theory. But then again, we don't know what he's doing back yet, because all we know is that he wants his web shooters, and if he doesn't get them, he's going to punch Miles in the face.
Yes, but it's just, it's a thing where, I mean, I feel like it's shitty writing if he couldn't, I mean, then again, I don't know much about this universe as Peter, right? I really don't. So maybe he sounded young, so maybe he's just too young to comprehend. Honestly, if you've been compromised, take compromised person to go to, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. base with you or whatever base with you to... You know, to work with you guys or something. Because it's like, Miles Morales is a teenager, right?
Yeah.
If you're seriously thinking, damn, you know, I've been compromised, you're going to punch the guy and leave? He's going to wake up, Peter.
Exactly.
And he could easily tell the world.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's actually working with any organization. Otherwise, I'd find it really stupid if he just thought that was the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, personally, I feel as if, he's a clone or something, which is kind of funny because they had a whole joke about that in issue two, where it was just Miles was walking back and forth. He was going, clone, and his friend was like, what? Clone. Can you explain? It's clone. Can you just stop saying that over and over again?
He's a clone. That doesn't make any sense. Clone. You're not explaining anything at all here.
Yeah, it was great. Also, I think what was really cute, jumping back to issue one, was Miles Morales talking to Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah.
That was really nice, especially because it was kind of a flashback to when Peter first saw her upside down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the times, you know, like at least in the movie where it happened, where it was adorable. And then in this case, it's just, oh, God, I'm so frightened.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. But, it was very interesting. The thing I think I find very... I mean, I can't blame any of the writers because, you know, they're writing teenagers rather accurately. But I don't know how long Miles has been dating Katie. But at the same time, I feel... And I know Katie is technically, you know, part of the superhero kind of mythos, so I understand why maybe we're supposed to understand why he trusts her, or we should trust her ourselves. But this is teenage love. You're going to tell someone that you're Spider-Man for teenage love? You know, this is the same thing I criticized the first Amazing Spider-Man for.
Yeah.
Where it's just, guys, this is way too soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's because when I read that, I'm like, because it worked out well for Peter, so give it a shot, kid.
No, like, you're really bad at giving advice, MJ. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell any of your friends anything, you're probably causing their relationships to crumble.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. So, yeah, it was just... I mean, and she did, you know, explain, like, yeah, there were some ups and downs. Though it's kind of funny because we saw them, but she didn't explain to him.
She explained nothing in comparison to what actually happened.
Yeah. So I think that's a huge issue, where it's just, we need, I don't know, but it isn't the worst. I'm actually really enjoying this series, actually. So I'm not I know we're picking out little things here and there that, you know, sound like major complaints, but actually, you know, compared to Eternal, like, I would buy more of this.
And the thing is, you and me both have not read any of the Miles stuff prior to this.
No.
So this is, like, fairly new. Like, you brought this up earlier with the whole Jessica Drew Black Widow. And I read the line, she's a clone of Peter Parker. I'm like, how long have I been away from the Ultimate Universe?
Yeah, I mentioned this to Anthony over the phone before the podcast. It was very funny because we, it's just one of those things where it's like, Anthony thinking, how long have I been gone? As if, like... You know, when you break up with your girlfriend or boyfriend, and then you see them again later on, you know, maybe years later, just months later, just hanging out or something, and you get to talk and catch up, and you think, what the hell happened when I left?
Pretty much.
You know, just the girl, you know, the girl sitting there, just, yeah, so, you know, I just joined a Nazi support group. What? Yeah, you know, it's really hard just being a Nazi nowadays, you know?
When did this happen?
Yeah, just when? I mean, good for you, I guess. Just, you know, don't really practice that. You know, I mean, just don't really hurt any Jewish people, but I mean, hey, you know, it's your life. But yeah, that's how I feel right now, where it's just, you know, it's just yeah, you know, hey, keep a secret. She's kind of a clone, which is funny because I assume that was done for our benefit because they know, okay, more people are going to, you know, come into this. Let's explain who she is. So, like, it's a good, you know, it's a big plot point.
Mm-hmm.
But it was done in a way that makes Miles, it makes you think, Miles, you're really bad at secrets. Granted, I don't know his friend. So his friend, from the way it sounds, his friend is, like, there thick and thin. Like, this is his best friend who's been helping him. I mean, hell, he made his web shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, never mind. Like, I understand. Like, you guys, you're best friends. But damn, I'm not going to tell Miles any of my secrets.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather not. And, you know, and so, yeah, and, but I, and by the way, Peter is hilarious. Personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think Peter is, that's another thing too, I'm a big Peter fan, so having Peter in this also helps. I mean, even if he left, you know, because it's going to be an arc, and maybe he's a clone or whatever, and he starts his own series, I don't know what the hell will happen, I would want to read more Ultimate Spider-Man with Miles, because, I mean, it's... Though I want to ask you, do you know if this is just an arc, or if this is an actual, like,
in
one-off
In terms of Peter
series?
Parker?
Well,
oh,
yes.
The Miles thing.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, this is going to be a new ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
As for Peter Parker, I don't know much, because all they've even said so far is he's in this issue. They haven't elaborated to anything else yet.
Okay, understandable. Also, by the way, I love that they referenced Galactus, because, and the reason why I love it is because it makes you think, wait, what if it's not a clone? Like, what if Galactus basically broke the world?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. You know, because...
Especially when they get... Yeah, go ahead.
I was saying, because, you know, I think that would... Because if he was brought back, right, obviously there'd be a lot of people complaining, and I would be the first one to complain. But if Galactus broke the world in a way where, I mean, you can compare it to the way Peter Parker was in Otto's body kind of seeing... Or his own body with Otto's consciousness seeing things happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can apply that to this, where it's like, you know, Peter was dead, but because of the world broke, it's like his consciousness was there watching everything happen until now that he's just back.
Mm-hmm.
I would take that, honestly.
Yeah.
I would. I would be okay with that.
Yeah. And what I did love in particular about this issue was between the moments, with the moments between Miles and Peter, was how they pretty much just knocked out every single excuse for bringing Peter back. And they went through the clone thing, and then he just,
yes.
Miles immediately goes, are you from another dimension? And he's like,
another
dimension? He's like, another Earth? He goes, what other Earth? I'm like, thank God we're getting this out of the way.
Yes. Oh, that reminds me. Maybe Peter, here's another good thing to kind of, even though I don't like the working with S.H.I.E.L.D. theory, here's another bone to like throw out there. Peter just said that he saw his own death, right? He saw like the reception, but he didn't see the other Peter from the other universe.
Exactly.
Had he been watching this entire time as some like outwardly conscious or something, he would have seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if, yeah, maybe he's just always been alive, which would be a really bad cop-out. That's a bad cop-out. Like, I would want Galactus to break the world because that's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because, I'm sure it's happened already, sort of, but, like, I don't know. To me personally, I feel like that's unique, where it's just Galactus broke the world in a way that who else is coming back, you know? Are people disappearing? You know,
yeah.
That would be a great arc.
Oh, absolutely.
Where it's just, we're at one point, we just, let's say, we have like three issues where Katie is non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we see her like, you know, like a holograph of her appear. Who are you? It's like, don't you remember me? I disappeared. And all of a sudden, we're like, wait a minute. Like, yeah, why hasn't she been around? As if we're like, oh, they forgot about her.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, the characters did, you know? Little things like that would be really interesting if they did it. But now I'm actually kind of worried it's going to be, he was never actually dead, so it's okay. Now he's Peter Parker, agent. Agent man.
Peter Parker, Agent Dick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just... like, just... What does that stand for? Well, Dick is a cool knight. Why is that? You're from a different universe.
It's not even applying to you.
Yeah, just... Look, Peter, are you from another dimension? Yes, I am. What dimension are you from? Well, in DC land, they call me Arachnid Dude. God damn it. but seriously though, I would like to say I like that, you know, Miles travels with his own little crew.
Yeah.
Just looking at it was like, oh, that's cute. Like there's just four people there. That's cute. Though
yeah.
I have to say, Jessica Drew as Spider-Woman, or at least whatever she is currently here, Black Widow, whatever you want to call her, whoever that is in the middle, looks like Carnage. Like looks like one of the symbiotes. And that's frightening.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, that's rather frightening.
Just a bit.
Also, I don't know why Katie Bishop was drawn to look just like Ellen Page, but I'm really okay with this.
God, I wasn't the only one that caught that.
I would like to say, I'm not saying I have an Ellen Page crush, but I'm really okay with this. You know? That's all I'll say. But anyway, so, I mean, you know, the issues, you know, both of these issues, you know, they were cool. I mean, I wouldn't, like I said, I would like to continue after Peter's gone, but I would also like to say that it depends on what they're going to do.
Exactly.
Where if it really is Peter Parker, Agent Man, I don't think I'd want to continue.
Exactly.
Although I would say only if maybe, you know, Peter is involved in this series. Maybe, I will admit, if he does leave, then why not, right? As long as the next arc isn't terrible, then you can stay. But if Peter Parker is Secret Agent Man who is still alive helping Miles, I don't know.
Because right now I'm just on board until they kind of say how Peter is back. That's my reason to stick around.
Yes, yes. And, you know, before we move on to Superman Doomed Part Everything, Miles is about to tell Katie, oh, God, oh, God. And that was the end of issue two. Just, he's about to tell her. And then I assume it's kind of funny because I can safely assume that something will happen.
Like you read this online, right?
What?
The issue, you read it online, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
And did you, by any chance, see the page after the last page, like the solicitation for the next one?
I'm actually about to check that right now. Exactly.
Yeah, but what's even better is please look at the on-sale date.
The on-sale date?
Do you see that?
It says 03-2014. Huh.
Mine says 6-4-14, which was yesterday.
Mine says... Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, that happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, mine doesn't have the actual date on it. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But, oh, yes. Speaking of that, now that we're moving on to Superman Doomed, I'm happy you mentioned that.
I figured that would be a good segue.
Yeah. It really is. So, everyone, we're not going to, because of the limited time that we have, we're going to talk a bit about every single part, just a little, like, references here or there, but we're going to talk about them more as a whole. But what I'd like to mention now as a whole is, apparently, someone at DC fucked up. And I assume it's because maybe, you know, the schedules have been moved around or something. But they fucked up big, right?
Oh, yeah.
First off, after Superman Doomed Part, Action Comics 31 was the first, you know, part, right? Or technically the first chapter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first chapter, you know, was called Doomed, right?
Yeah. The first chapter is, it's like the first four parts of this, chapters 1 through 4, under the Infected banner.
Right, sorry, thank you. I meant Infected. Thank you. So Action 31, you know, Infected, you know, chapter 1, right, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Superman Wonder Woman number 8 is, you know, Infected part 2, which is fine.
Yeah.
At the end of Superman Wonder Woman 8, it tells you, continued in Superman number 31.
Which unless you open it, since they didn't bother to put what chapter it is on the cover, you'll see it's chapter 4.
Yeah.
So something went amiss there.
Oh, I'm missing a chapter? Yeah, you're missing Superman Batman or Batman Superman 11. For some reason, that's what they did there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, when you jump to Superman 31, they actually tell you, they have an editor. First off, the editor's notes say things like, hey, check out the last issue. And you're sitting there thinking, but I obviously know that I'm supposed to check out the last issue because they're in parts. Though it's funny because one of them said Batman Superman 11, making me think, they know they fucked up. They need to remind people what to read because of their fuck-up. Right? Then, randomly, when these two soldiers are talking in Superman 31, you actually get them referencing Superman Wonder Woman issue 9. It has not come out yet. At the end of Action Comics 32, it says, continue the story in Superman Wonder Woman 9. And with all these screw-ups, now you're thinking, is that really the next issue? Yeah.
Should I be buying Batman number 31 for this?
Exactly. I don't know what I should be buying.
And then the other problem I'm having is with the banners in general. When you get Action Comics number 32, it's going to say Superman Doomed Chapter 1, but it's going to say Enemy of the State. I didn't notice that at first, and because the color on the banner was green, my immediate reaction was, did I buy a reprint of something?
And now, why is this an issue? This is, by the way, I would like to say to some of them, this is an issue, right? Because when you're sitting there thinking, oh, okay, if they had said, here's the thing, even though it would have been too many numbers, still, chapter one, part one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then a name, okay? It wasn't doing that. It's just chapter one, here's the name. Chapter two, here's the name. Now, it's going by a different title, as if it's like a different book entirely, but still resetting to chapter one. So had you been wanting to get into this now, Superman Doomed, honestly, and I mean this completely, you can pick up Superman Doomed and then pick up Enemy of the State, Chapter 1, and not even tell there was a difference.
Exactly.
Which is what I almost did.
Oh.
Yes. I almost did that, and I thought, no, but this is the new issue. It can't be this. And I went back, and I said, you son of a bitches.
Yeah, that would have been really helpful if they had broken it up a lot more clearly.
Yeah, and it's thanks because this series isn't even that good, and it's bad because I wanted it to be good, and it started off really strong, but just like Eternal, it's been dropping in a way that I know we said, oh, well, why aren't they tie-ins, right? But the thing is, you know, so now you get tie-ins and you don't like it? Screw you guys. Screw you, those guys, right? And but the issue is that when you look at something like Death of the Family, not saying that Death of the Family was the best thing in the world, but I enjoyed it. I know you enjoyed it as well. When they did the tie-ins and everything, it made it feel like the people that were tying in aren't being thrown into the main story. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But this story with Superman Doomed, now it's just like Eternal, basically, where it's using tie-ins, but each and every issue it's the same cast of characters doing different things, and it feels as if it's written by the same guy, and I think that's their problem. They need their writers to just do something once per month.
Exactly.
That's what they need, you know? And if the guy or girl is going to do something else, then maybe two the most. But they don't need someone basically collaborating with someone else, but in the way it looks as if it's just still their style, doing 4 issues a month, 5 issues a month. That's
See, the
not
problem,
going to work.
The problem with that already is the writer for Action Comics, Greg Pak, is also writing Batman Superman. So we only have 3 different writers here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and you don't know if there's any real collaboration or if it's more of just, well, it's the main guy's idea because it's his story.
Yeah.
And it just feels as if it's being written, you know, I mean, too close to each other. There isn't enough of a gap. I mean, because it's funny, because Action Comics and all these other, you know, stories, these other arcs, really haven't bothered me so much when they've been split up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though Trinity War did have, you know, like, some issues here and there, still, Trinity War was great when we separated it. And I don't think it was great just because we separated it. I think it was great because of the time they had to work on it, because of its separation. Like, not that we could just digest it, you know, that way. It was just better for everything. But you look at Eternal, you look at Superman Doomed, and week after week after week, not only is it hard for us to digest, but I just don't think it's as good because of that time.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's just, and it's not like, I don't want to use the word ploy, but I feel like it kind of is, in a way of, well, just sweep their money now, instead of letting the book, you know, like, be 7 months going on, and people thinking, oh, maybe I should drop it. Like, nope, make them buy it now.
Exactly.
And it's bad when I really think the quality has dropped. It was really cool at first. We've had some cool things here and there, like, you know, like, we've had, like, in Superman, Wonder Woman, I know you liked something specifically, if you want.
Oh, issue number 8. I love the entire scene when Wonder Woman went to Superman's apartment, and you pretty much just see him in there, and he's completely losing it.
Oh, yeah, like, that was great. But then also we had to have a little throw in, so, you know, as if it's, like, you know, Wonder Woman saying, are we still together? I don't know. And it's just, and I know it's their book, but it's just, it felt a bit like it was just thrown in there. Same thing with Batman and Superman in a weird way, where it's just, you know, there was also a bit of, are we still partners? You know, where it's just me thinking, are we, like, were they trying to parallel?
Pretty much. Like,
I just, you know, but it was just very strange. I don't know. I feel as if that, I also feel as if they picked the weirdest books to, I mean, it was a nice thought in a weird way, because it's like, oh, Superman is, you know, failing in a way. Superman is turning. Let's use his two greatest DC relationships currently, his relationship with Wonder Woman and his relationship with Batman, and let's kind of mirror them. And it was kind of cool in a way, but I still feel as if, you know, I don't know, I just think that it's I feel like it's not doing as well as it should be, and then it's, and then it picked up with the newest one, but only at the end.
Yeah, I was really interested at the end when they kind of just kryptonite bombed him. And it was just that delivery of the final line by, I think it was Luthor, actually.
Yes.
When he said, you moron, you weakened the part that was Superman, and now you just left Doom. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, I would like to ask you, you know, I would like to ask, you know, because we're kind of winding down, I would like to ask you, if they hadn't done that at the last page, would you have dropped it?
The only reason I'm going to say no is because you know how into Superman I am. So it's
right.
going to take a lot for me to drop a Superman title.
Right, but it was going on a bad course, though, wasn't it?
A bit,
you know,
yeah.
It was, yes, okay. Also, I'd like to mention, Lex is now part of the league, except that, you know, when he wasn't about a go-
yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just really worried that because of things being delayed and everything, it's not giving us what we need, which is some time to, like, maybe, you know, see Lex not be part of the league or be part of the league or something. So I bet you money that there's some other issues in other comics that we're either we're going to or did have him actually joining the league, you know, speaking
with
Bruce.
Yeah, because the newest Justice League, number 30, was
right.
actually a few months delayed, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it's just, you know, he shows up at Bruce Wayne's doorstep. We have no actual, you know, conversation, which is something we would normally have in comics. Like, it's not as if they just thought, oh, well, we're being subtle. This is what comics do. Comics are never subtle, you know?
Yeah.
They would have shown his conversation with Bruce Wayne for at least half of a Justice League or half of a Batman or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do that.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's part of the league and everyone's fine with it. And,
so,
you know, and of course,
yeah,
which is... Yeah, and we have Crypto's cameo. I love Crypto.
So do I.
He's great. Oh, he was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and by the way, Superman Wonder Woman, while I didn't mention that little thing, I would like to say I want to read Superman Wonder Woman. I've heard great things about it. Definitely check it out.
It's
you know,
really one of the better Superman titles of the New 52.
You know, that's really cool to hear. I mean, because I know a lot of people weren't really, saying good things about it, but that was before it even came out.
Yeah.
But, so then we jump to, Batman Superman 11, just, you know, a little bit before we go. That was very weird. Not
I hated that issue. I'm just going to flat out say I hated the issue, because there was just so much with the Phantom Zone. I'm like, I know you, I've never seen you before, I've seen you once, I still don't know who you are.
And mind you, he's a big Superman fan, everyone. So
yeah.
That's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Also, I would like to say, I like the idea of going into the Phantom Zone. It's a really weird thing where it's just, again, you have so many people, and you do kind of explain who they are, just like in a brief blurb of like, you know, oh, I remember who that is. But it's just one of those things where it's just, okay.
What bothers me is when Batman can go into the Phantom Zone and live.
Yeah, well, remember, it wasn't the zone wasn't done correctly. Everything wasn't...
Loophole.
It was unstable. Uh-huh.
It's such a loophole.
Yeah, I know. I felt the same thing, though. Batman sticks his hand in there. You probably shouldn't be doing that. You know? You're man of bats, not man of steel.
Don't you have, like, 2,000 different kind of suits? One of them should be qualified for this. Why didn't you bring it?
Yeah, right? It's just very... It's like, maybe I'll be going to the Phantom Zone today. I'll just go in fucking naked. You know? Just immediately comes back out.
But I have to bring
out.
The utility belt. Always
yeah,
the utility
back,
belt.
No, naked Bruce Wayne walks right back out. Everyone's like, oh, God! He's like, what? Is there, like, a, you know, like, is there, like, a mole or something? Like, immediately, like, what, is there a pimple? His whole skin has been fried off. It's just all red. He looks like a mini version of a Titan from Attack on Titan. Just, what? Is everything okay? I mean... But,
is
I say
belt?
Mini version of a Titan as if that's not a normal human being's height. Right? Like... He's just a standard human being. But anyway, yeah, the Phantom Zone was nice, but I just feel as if, you know, it's one of those things where it's just, you have to think about maybe your audience isn't people who have been reading Superman comics forever.
And even if they are, you still might lose them a bit.
Exactly. And, then before we go, we jump to Superman Part 4, which they had a Teen Titans cameo, which was nice.
Mm-hmm. My biggest issue with that is the cover, because nothing about it at all references Superman Doomed, and yet it's Part 4.
I want to agree with you, and I'm going to check that cover out right now, because why not? Superman 31, oh, pff, yeah.
you see my
point.
Well,
actually, well, here's the thing. It doesn't have anything to do with Superman Doomed, but she is in the story for some reason.
And for some reason, she's an emissary of the 12th Intelligence.
Yes, who is screwing with Superman. See, again, I say this over and over. That's the problem with making these things be, you know, canon. is that when you say, yeah, no, they're all actually happening, you have to include little things here and there, and it's just, guys, like, if this wasn't, we've talked about this, if Doomed and Eternal were Elseworlds titles, mm-hmm. even if they were still going, you know, weekly, I think, I would be like, sold.
Yeah.
Because I usually, when I read an Elseworlds title, I'm in love.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful.
I've never read one bad Elseworlds.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, like, even some of the ones that seem a bit wackier where, like, oh, Batman's a vampire, I've heard great things about.
So have
I. You know, Bloodstorm, I've heard great things about it, and I actually purchased it myself. I'm going to be probably reading it right after this podcast because I've heard great things, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but anyway, so we're slowing down. Sadly, we're gonna have to end this podcast, but I would like to say, you know, Anthony, you make custom figures, don't you?
That I do.
And not make as in, you know, he has a factory in his home. But you paint figures into other figures, don't you?
Paint, kitbash, what have you.
Right, and kitbash meaning that you would use, like, let's say if you got maybe some, like, Winter Soldier guns, right? And you thought,
mm-hmm.
these don't look like guns that would actually come with Winter Soldier. You would have already purchased some guns from other, you know, series of, you know, like, toys or whatever, maybe even from an older Winter Soldier set, and then you would include that in there. Mind you, while giving Winter Soldier a completely new, possibly movie redone paint job.
Paint job, then, probably redo some of the costumes and parts and all that.
Right, of course. Yeah, and also with parts as well, not just, like, with little mini guns or accessories, also with some of the parts, if the arms are able to be detached, you could do that as well, right?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, and you do this, you have an Instagram, right, that you would like some people to, you know, PM you at, where you post a lot of your work. And what is that Instagram again?
Geek4LifeBlog, the number 4.
Right. Right, so number 4, Geek4Life, right?
Yes.
Blog, okay. So Geek4, the number 4, Life Blog, and you post a lot of your work there, some excellent stuff. I know some people have recently PM'd you, and, you know, but you're still not swamped with work, and which is why definitely PM him, swamp him. I mean, I've seen some of his stuff. He does a great job. He usually does it for his own personal collection, I think. So now that he's actually extending, you know, this, I mean, you know, how great he is, you know, to the public. I think that's something that everyone should really, you know, jump on while he's still doing it, not for cheap, but at the same time, you aren't famous yet.
Yeah.
Keyword being yet. So jump on him while he's, remember Clash? At one point, the kid in Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 1.1 got Spider-Man's autograph before he was, you know, while he was just starting out. What if you're like Spider-Man, Anthony?
Things can happen, people.
Things could happen, you know? I mean, you never know. I mean,
yeah.
You look like Spider-Man, I'd say. No, he doesn't. But yeah, so I'd like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. You know, like us on Facebook, those guys on the radio and via the URL. If you're searching us on Facebook, search up those guys. We post, you know, about our new shows every day, you know, little things here and there, maybe some funny stuff, funny pictures, things like that. You know, but mostly we post about our shows. We've done, you know, a lot of different kinds of shows. Usually every Monday we do a Monday Night Raw podcast. We'll even do, you know, the pay-per-views when they come up. Every week, myself and a man named Tristan Walter will be doing Dragon Ball Z movies. I know you've even listened to some of those. You're a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and of course, you know, every week you'll have Anthony and I doing This Week in Comics. Sadly, no time for rumors this week, but it's okay. Basically, bad things are happening to Marvel. That's our rumors for this week.
Really bad things.
Really bad things. Check them out on that internet. So, yeah, so thank you guys for listening to those guys, and I am Matt Marrero.
And this is Anthony St. Andrews.
Signing out. Here, everyone, have some Nicolas Cage. Delicious, delicious Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no, not the big. Not the big. Oh.